Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out, because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Two teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find it.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation, and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
Of course, the only monster this hour is yours truly, Dave the Ray, with some Monster 45s.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The orders were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than the daughter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
Here's loving those cool Halloween tunes there. I'm taking you back to 1958.
It's whatever you are.
Yes, Zachary Lee. And those in the New York, New Jersey area, you might remember Zachary Lee used to have a really cool show on TV called Disco Teen. And it was on the, what we used to call it, the UHF frequency, Channel 47 in New Jersey. Zachary Lee, of course, who hosted a chiller theater show on TV and made several cool Halloween records. And that one in particular, once again, 1958, Dinner with Drac, Part 1. Yes, if you flip the record over, there's actually a Part 2 to that Zachary Lee 45. Day the Rave, you're a monster. You're a record geek here on my Relics of Rarity show. And, of course, yes, getting into the spirit of Halloween, which is coming up this coming Thursday. So hope you're ready with candy for the trick-or-treaters. Or perhaps if you're going out to a Halloween party, maybe you've got a great costume lined up for this Halloween.
Sit yourself down and think of what you'd like to do today. Then take a look around, and if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a hook on a dream. Won't your cares all stop running? Your smile won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a version. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like an engine and dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, 'cause nothing can stop it. No. Open up your eyes. Excitement would like to be your friend. Try them on for size. May lead you to the rainbow's end. You got your ticket to glide. And while the sun's getting brighter, your head's getting lighter when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You may drive out your window in your own private car. Watch the whole world go rolling from the top of a star. Get on your magic carpet, 'cause nothing can stop it. Oh, take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can.
Great sound of the Trade Winds there. Yes, one of those great requests that we got. We got a lot of cool requests this week. I just hope I can fit everything in. A lot of great response. And, of course, if you're just tuning into the Relics of Rarity show with yours truly, Day of the Rave, if you've got a special request, you can email me, dave@davetherave.com, or call me up on the studio hotline, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Here's a monster, should have been a hit 45.
No, I'm not.
God, I love that record. The group called The Odds and Ends on the South Bay record label, and the tune called 'Cause You Don't Love Me. Yes, I love the record. Sound of the Hollies here on Relics and Rarities. That should have been a monster hit in America. It was a monster in England. I think it went to number one in England. The Hollies. And I'm alive, and I'm glad to be alive, that's for sure.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Yes, I'm not only alive, but I feel better. Yes, I love playing records just for you.
When you're one and only love.
Yes, thank you for the letter. Warren Russell calls himself the Bopper Boy. Medford, Oregon, sent me an electronic letter called an email. Wanted to hear that record. A sure shot record there. Alan Bruce, Gate 45 on the Gate record label. A tune called I Feel Better. Yes, so much better that I'm ready to play. Yes, I'm in a loving mood, everybody. Got that Halloween spirit and all these cool records like this one from Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Come on, who wants to play with Dave the Rave, the game of love?
The purpose of a man is to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of love. It started long ago.
How do you play the game of love? Let's see. Swipe left, swipe right, left, right, left, right. Maybe eventually you'll find love. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Your attention. Your attention. This is Morgus the Magnificent.
On Saturday night, when I go for my date, baby and I just sit and wait for
Morgus the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood spilled everywhere. That's
Morgus Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. If you want a thrill, turn the lights down low. Except for the groove, steal the show. See,
Morgus the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Morgus the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Some of the very cool Halloween tunes, which came out even in the late 1950s. That's one of them on the Vim record label out of New Orleans. Yes. Oh, yes. That is Morgus the Magnificent, and that's by Morgus and the Ghouls, which, like I said, came out in 1959 on that Vin label. And Morgus and the Ghouls was actually led by the late Dr. John.
This is Dave the Rave. Home of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
Somewhere deep in the heart of Jersey, there's a guy with a huge record collection, a microphone, and a homemade antenna broadcasting to the world. That man is Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
Love that record. It was a top 10 national hit in the summer of 1963. Doris Troy and Just One Look. And of course, I guess when you fall in love and it's just one look, you would say that that would be love at first sight.
Hey, little girl, how can I go on without you? Don't you know, little girl, I love everything about you, baby.
I
Well, for me, it was Love at First Listen. Love that record. It's a record that actually came out right around this time, October of 1966, on the Lori record label. Guys out of Neptune, New Jersey, called themselves the Jaywalkers. And, of course, key members of the band, Mickey Holliday, Ray DeRouge, and 45 that came out on the Lori record label. That's actually a request. Victor Mano from Manalapan, New Jersey. Very interesting phone call with Victor Mano, because in requesting that particular song, The Jaywalkers, which I was like, I thought that was so cool. Like, wow, I love those people who come up with requests of, you know, songs that fell through the cracks, records that deserve that second chance on the radio. I mean, that's what a record geek like yours truly, Dave the Rave, that's what I'm good for. Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave. And as I was talking to Victor Mano from Manalapan, he said to me, yeah, I used to be in a band also. I was like, well, what band were you in? He said, well, at one time I was the drummer for a band called The Feathers, but we never really had a hit record. I'm like, The Feathers? The guys that were, like, you know, produced by Jimmy Calvert, or he was a co-producer of the record at Kazanet's Cats Production on the Team record label. I said, you were the drummer? He's like, yeah. In fact, some of the guys that were in that band, they actually live locally. George was the lead guitarist. He lives in Oldbridge, and Bob, the bass player, lives in Morganville. And, of course, unfortunately, said that Gary, their lead singer, he had passed away. But I love that record. So for Victor Mano, I think I hear your drumming in the background. It's a former Day of the Rave Discovery of the Week here. The Feathers and Trying to Get to You.
Trying to get you. I got to begin. Trying to get you away from him.
Despite regional airplay, that record just never even made the top 100. What a stone smash that is. The Feathers, Trying to Get to You. Thank you, Victor Mano, for that very cool request. Couple cool requests from Victor. And, of course, my question is, how many of you got to this record? Yes, did you get to my mystery oldie from last week? Did you get it? Did you figure this one out?
Natural.
That was my mystery oldie 45. It's where I play a record. You got to figure out who's doing the record. You get one guess only. We played just for fun. Donovan. Yes, Donovan. He wrote that song. Yes, he wrote it. He also recorded the song, but that was the version that actually hit the Billboard Top 100. Herman's Hermits. Come on, Noonatics. That was your boy Peter Noon singing lead there. Herman's Hermits in a tune called Museum. Dennis Romanek, Summers Point, New Jersey. Victor Mano, there he is again. Manalapan, New Jersey. Debbie Warner, Mooresville, North Carolina. Carolyn Ruperto, East Brunswick, New Jersey. Miami Santi, you know what state that's from. And of course, Kevin Buxton from Campbellsport, Wisconsin. They knew that indeed that was Museum, Hermits, Hermits. A song that was actually, like I said, it was written and recorded by this guy, Mr. Donovan. Of course, we'll have a new mystery oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. Chance to be a mystery oldie winner.
Thrown like a star in my vasty, if I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurd
hurdy-gurdy this side.
Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Roly-poly, roly-poly, roly-poly.
top five hit for Donovan, summer of 68. He might be singing songs of love, but on a dimly lit street in the dark of the night. I'm not sure that I want to run into the hurdy-gurdy man. You know, maybe on Halloween he will be in a festive mood holding a bag of candy or something. But cool record indeed there, Donovan. Day the Rave here in the No Static Attic. It's my Relics and Rarities show.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hi there, this is Zachary, and you're rocking with Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities show. It's a howl.
Shining bright above, he flipped the flip top back and he would call his love. She came a running with a shovel looking like a ghost. She started digging and a digging, she dug him the most. She dug like a demon and before too long they were a hugging and a kissing and they sang a song. They started dancing to the jive of the Tombstone Five. A lot of creepy looking creatures started to arrive. The man at the entrance let some live ones in. They started rocking and a-rolling and they all joined in. So if you're walking by a cemetery some dark night, and if you hear a lot of wailing, everything's all right. If bones are a-rattling and the whole place rocks, you can blame it on the fox in the flip-top box.
That's what you call a really cool Halloween request there from Kelly Walosh in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. 1958, the boys out of Brooklyn, New York, led by Jerry Granahan, Dickie Doo and the Don'ts. And a tune, actually a double-sided 45. Both sides of the record did pretty well on the Billboard charts. Dickie Doo and the Don'ts and a tune called Flip Top Box.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
Well, it's definitely a Relics and Rarities monster mash, that's for sure. Yes, I just had to play the record, because I love this record. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Whoa. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot.
The party had just begun.
In a shoot.
The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
seemed she was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Bordy sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
I think Flo and Kay are doing the Monster Mash. Maybe Andy Gessler too. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, Garpax 45. Yes, Gary Paxton produced the record. And that is a definite Halloween smash. Monster Mash smash. And it's probably my favorite. I think a lot of people, that's probably their favorite record. I mean, it's just such a great record, right? And both sides of the record are very cool indeed. Anyway, it's time now for Dave the Rave's Mystery Oldie Record. It's where we play just for fun. You get one guess. One guess only. You got to try to figure out who's doing the record. You can call me up right now. You can call me after the show. It doesn't matter. Just call me. 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or simply email me. But the subject of your email should say Mystery Oldie. So it's easy for me to find. My email address, dave@davetherave.com. And it's an easy mystery oldie.
I just moved in my new house today.
Who is singing this record?
Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep, had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet to sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me on. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. Had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space there sat a man on a hot stove with the pots and pans. I say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes.
So did Dave the Rave, did I trick you? Or did I give you a Halloween treat there? You know, almost Halloween coming up this Thursday. I think that's a pretty easy record to figure out. That was a pretty big hit record there. 609-948-4487. Or once again, email me, dave@davetherave.com. Subjects of your email says, should say Mystery Oldie. Who did that last record to be a Mystery Oldie winner?
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
I just did
think I could dance all night. I just need that rock and roll. I love that crazy beat. Don't wanna eat, don't wanna sleep. Just wanna dance, 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 dance all night long. Turn on your jet and take your time. Listen to the saxophone, blow, blow, blow. I just did that rock and roll. I love that crazy beat.
Dig the record. Yes, I love that crazy beat, that's for sure. Earl Wade, 45, that came out on the Swan record label, Earl Wade. And I dig rock and roll.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Nobody can do the like I do. Nobody can do the like I do.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,000 cool 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. Yes, it's a scream.
They say I'm mad.
He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it.
Aha! Instant people!
Boy, is he nuts.
Said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done.
Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
Yes, I am mad. I'm the mad record geek. Buying every record you can imagine. That's from 1958-59. It's on the Dore record label, and not an easy record to find. It took me a long time to pick up that particular 45, The Mad Scientist. It's by the Zanies, and I am a zany kind of a guy.
Even the man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf moon blooms and the full moon shining bright.
This is cool new instrumental taking us on out of here. The Frantics. Frantics on the Dalt record label. Halloween just a few days away. Hope you have a safe Halloween. Get lots of good candy. Hope I gave you some good candy today on my Relics and Rarity show. I had a blast. Always do. I love playing these records for you. And of course, if you got a special lost 45 or Day to Day with all the records you crave, contact me. 609-948-4487. That's the number to call. I'm a pretty friendly guy on the phone. You can also just email me, dave@davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.